I avoid the null by sleeping. I'm the one that snores in the room right now. Can you help? Please speak loudly. Well, I don't know if you're awake at this moment, but you could give the person sitting behind you permission to be a Zen master and hit you when you drop off. That's what they do sometimes. The Zen master walks around with a stick. And after you've been hit, you go, thank you. Whatever works. Staying awake. Many times this question has been asked in some one form or another. If we just allow, how will anything get done? What about initiate? Thank you. Now, this is a frequent misunderstanding of the state of allowing what is to be, allowing the now to be instead of complaining about what is, having an inner resistance to what is, trying to deny or get away from it, not facing what is fully. And it is true that most action that takes place is because people need to get to some future point where they hope that they find salvation by being fully themselves when they reach that point in the future. So they're trying to get away from now. That's the motivating force behind most activities in our civilization, is to try and get to the future, to some other point where it's going to be better, I will be more fully alive, myself, will have found myself. Ultimately, really, it's finding God or myself, and yet they are missing the now. So out of dissatisfaction and discontent and denial of what is, which is life itself, inseparable from now, they run towards the future to an imagined or projected now that is going to be fulfilled and better. And that provides the action for building up a whole civilization. And then that is karmic action, because every action that arises out of that state of dissatisfaction and denial of life is, one could say, almost poisoned. And that's why in our activities, in creating all that wealth on the material realm, we have also created an enormous amount of poison. It's strange, isn't it? If you look at it in a fresh way, there are humans and they are continuously producing so much poison, poisonous substances. All everywhere on the planet, these poisonous substances. That's because every action they take is tainted with the dissatisfaction and the denial of life now. So, and then it looks as if when I accept fully the now, am I able to take any action? Or am I going to be completely stuck in this moment the way it is if I don't resist it in some way or another? And I give the example in the book of somebody who is stuck in the mud. Can't get out, so can't get out of this mud. Now you could be in a state of great unhappiness, and then you would be struggling and getting angry about being stuck in the mud, and it becomes part of your story in the head. It's just the last straw. This is what I needed. Getting stuck after all this. It's typical, isn't it? Always happens to me. I'm repeating what my mind used to do, by the way. It just always happens. These things always, all the bad things happen to me. And so there's anger, and in your anger, you're struggling and you're getting even more deeply into the mud. And then there's the state of, okay, this is what is. I'm here, stuck in the mud. No denying that. It's the simplicity of this moment is, here I am, stuck in the mud. All right, that's how it is. No, I don't want to be stuck in the mud for the rest of my life, so now I start moving. Oh, yes. Completely different energy comes because you've said yes. A power comes in, and perhaps you will see a way out. There's a branch hanging there, and you pull yourself out of the mud, which you hadn't seen before. Just a small example. You will suddenly, life will become supportive and cooperative because you haven't denied the now. You will get out more easily, more quickly, without it becoming incorporated into an unhappy me story. So action you take on the basis of acceptance of now is far more powerful than action that arises out of denial of now. Action that arises out of denial of now is poisoned and will have many karmic effects. Action that arises out of the state of acceptance has no poison to it, no side effects, and it's far more powerful. So, and this operates on all levels. And you always look, what is it that is required? What does this moment require? Okay, I'll initiate that. I'll apply for a job. I'm sitting here, I'm running out of money, $10 left in my pocket. Okay, and you go into stillness, that's how it is. There's $10, and here I am breathing, feeling my inner body. What action can I take? And then action comes, oh, let's look. Let's look at the paper, let's do this, pick up the phone, make a call. It comes not out of fear or a need to, simply it arises out of a peaceful state. Peaceful action is much more powerful than angry action or self-seeking action. So you will not become a passive vegetable by accepting the now. Vegetables are beautiful, but it's not for humans to revert back to the vegetable realm, of course. Vegetables exist in no thought. The whole vegetative realm, as well as animal realm, are all beautiful expressions of consciousness, but without thought, without the mental noise that humans are trapped in. So it's beautiful for them. They exist prior to thought, one could say. We cannot return to that. We cannot revert back to pre-thought. We sometimes try to. If we can't stand the torture of our minds anymore, we try to go back to pre-thought by having 5 whiskies. And that often works. It takes you gradually below thought. So there is a kind of liberation there too, but it's not where humans are moving to. The state of presence is you rise above thought, in which thought can still operate beautifully when it's needed. But you no longer have your home in thought.